Jane Evershed is an artist, poet, author, mother, and activist, and moved at a young age to South Africa.
I was born in England, but I went to South Africa at the age of 9, where I witnessed apartheid from the privileged side of things, and I had got already in England to be the one little white girl in the class among many Africans, and when I got there it didn't make sense because the whole class was white. So right from a very young age I recognized the oppression of people, and I was always very suspicious of it, and my awareness for justice was really raised to see full-grown, beautiful African people bowing down with their hands cupped and begging for things from people because they had money or they were white. And later on, I myself went to jail in South Africa, and not for very long though, but you know, I realized if I stayed there, I would probably spend the rest of my life in jail.
Forever an artist and activist, Jane relocated to Minnesota and supported herself and her children with her art.
And then I came here in 1984. I had 2 children, which I raised as a single mother in uptown Minneapolis with my art, selling my cards, note cards, journals, a book, etc., to make a living. But I was always very intensely interested in justice. So I got very involved with Women Against Military Madness when the war broke out, and I stopped painting all my sweet little women flying around in the air that everybody loved so much, and I started painting the reality and the truth of war. Went to jail again for protesting outside of Alliant Tech, ammunitions manufacturer.
Her activism includes social injustice towards the LGBT community.
We're all one in this because, you know, we're all being manipulated together. The GLBT community is just being used and usurped. You've got your divisiveness so that the people are never together, never working as one, and never being able to evolve and move forward. Do you know this feeling of the undertrodden being lifted up, you know, and all these great speeches? Well, we haven't seen any proof of it. Mm-hmm. So that's where they stand. I say they take their hands of their brothers and sisters and get together and move toward the change that we really need. I do think it's that classic epic tale of the evil and the people that want to survive, and they want to see a beautiful humanity on this beautiful earth. And love is seen as superior to the hate that is plied upon same-sex people walking around holding hands. I mean, that is a beautiful thing. It's love. And then these people that are pointing fingers and they've got the hate are the ones who are said to be, you know, the experts, and they're in charge. But it's obvious, you know, love is superior to hate. And the more of it we have, the better off we all are. And that sounds so simplistic, but it's true.
Jane's most recent art and books are concerned with global consciousness and how people are evolving.
But now I'm super focused on us as a people together, gay, straight, male, female, everybody getting together and realizing how powerful we really are, and using that power to end once and for all this control of us and our lives.
This is Dixie Treichel for KFAI.
Funding for 10,000 Fresh Voices comes from listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.